Welcome to our deep dive into AI. It's January 20th, 2025, and things are moving fast. We're not just talking about robots and self-driving cars. This is about AI, creeping into every part of our lives. Everything from the movies we watch to, believe it or not, the military. We've got a whole bunch of sources here, a daily chronicle of AI news. We've got some tech reports and even some insider whispers from OpenAI. So the big question we're looking at today is, are we really on the verge of like a full-blown AI revolution, or is this just a bunch of hype?
Yeah, it's a question a lot of people are asking.
Right.
The hype is certainly there, but so are the real-world implications. I mean, AI is not a futuristic fantasy anymore. It's
Yeah.
shaping our present right now.
Okay, so let's dive into a story that I think really captures this tension between the potential of AI and also, the challenges that it brings. So get this, there's a new movie called The Brutalist. It's about brutalist architecture,
Interesting.
and it's causing a huge uproar online
Why is that?
because they used AI in the production.
Oh, wow.
A movie about brutalist architecture, but it's using AI to
Yeah,
make
the
it.
irony is almost palpable,
I
right?
know, it's so funny.
A film about this stark functional architecture is sparking this debate about, the essence of art and technology.
So some critics are saying, like, if a movie about brutalist architecture is partly made by algorithms, can it even be authentic? And it really makes you think, like, what does authenticity even mean in this age of AI art?
Absolutely. I think this controversy highlights a much broader trend that we're seeing.
Yeah.
AI tools are becoming more and more powerful and accessible.
Right.
And this is leading to this really rapid adoption across creative industries.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So, from composing music to writing scripts, AI is giving artists these new tools for expression, but it also raises these fundamental questions about what it means to be an artist.
Yeah.
And, what is the role of human creativity in a world where machines can create?
That's crazy. So on the one hand, you've got AI creating art, and on the other hand, get this, the Pentagon is actually using AI to speed up its kill chain. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't heard about the kill chain.
So a kill chain is basically the military's process for identifying and engaging targets. And AI is being used to shorten that process, making decisions faster in combat situations.
So this is like a prime example of how AI can disrupt existing systems
Yeah.
with both, potentially positive and negative consequences. So
Kidding.
on the one hand, faster decision making could save lives in these really high stakes situations like warfare.
Right.
But on the other hand,
Yeah.
we really need to carefully consider the ethical implications
Yeah.
of autonomous weapon systems
Right.
and the lack of human oversight when you have AI making these really serious life or death decisions.
It's kind of wild, right? On the one side, you have AI creating art, and on the other, it's potentially changing the way wars are fought.
It really is a powerful technology.
It's like we can't escape the influence of AI no matter where we look.
That's right.
And this brings up, I think, a big question for all of us. As AI becomes even more integrated into our lives, how do we ensure that it's being used ethically and responsibly?
Yeah, it's a question we need to keep asking as AI continues to evolve.
Speaking of evolution, let's shift gears and talk about a company that's at the forefront of AI advancements, OpenAI. They had a busy day. They launched their new o3 mini model, and they're also getting ready to brief Washington on something called PhD level super agents.
PhD level super agents. That sounds very futuristic.
It does, right? Like straight out of a sci-fi movie. But this is happening right now.
That's wild.
So tell me what's so special about this o3 mini model.
Well, O3 Mini is designed to be fast and accessible.
Okay.
And what's really interesting here is that OpenAI is essentially trying to democratize AI by making this powerful model available for smaller devices, and even in industries that maybe couldn't previously use this technology.
So they're making AI more accessible, not just for the big companies and research labs, but for like everyday use.
Precisely. And, this is in stark contrast to their premium model, the O1 Pro, which is likely more powerful, but not as readily available. So this raises a really interesting question. Will we see a future where access to advanced AI capabilities is tiered with, more sophisticated tools reserved for those who can afford them? Or will there be this push to make really powerful AI tools available to everyone, regardless of their resources?
That's a big question, and I'm really curious to see how that plays out.
Yeah, me too.
But here's where things get even more interesting. Apparently, even the people who work at OpenAI are feeling a little uneasy about the pace of AI development.
Really?
There are reports of staff feeling both excited and scared by recent breakthroughs, especially with these PhD-level AI systems. So it seems like they're building something that is incredibly powerful, but they're not even sure what all the consequences will be.
It makes sense that there would be some awe and apprehension surrounding that. I mean, these super agents are essentially designed to act as highly intelligent agents that are capable of performing complex tasks autonomously. OpenAI has already been using them in fields like protein engineering, and their AI models have achieved results that are 50 times more effective than human scientists.
50 times more effective.
It's really quite incredible.
That's mind-blowing. But it also kind of makes you wonder, are we creating something that could eventually surpass human intelligence? Could these super agents be the key to solving some of the world's biggest problems?
Potentially.
Or are we potentially building something that could outsmart us?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
And it's one that we need to consider carefully as we continue to push the boundaries of AI development.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it really is a time of immense promise and uncertainty,
Yeah.
especially when we look at these advancements in generative AI.
Yeah.
This technology has the potential to, completely reshape industries,
Right.
redefine the boundaries of creativity. It's really quite exciting.
And speaking of pushing boundaries, there's a company called Runway
Okay.
that's been making waves in the AI world, and they just released a new tool that's got everyone talking.
Oh, really?
It's called Frames, and it allows you to create realistic images frame by frame using AI. So you
Wow.
can imagine like the possibilities for video production.
Yeah.
It's like having an entire virtual film crew at your fingertips.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's definitely a game changer.
It
And,
is.
Runway has been at the forefront of AI-powered creativity for a while now.
Yeah, they have.
Their previous work, like the Worlds feature, which helps you maintain a consistent aesthetic in your AI-generated images, has already had a significant impact. But with Frames, they're taking things to a whole new level.
It's crazy.
I mean, this technology could revolutionize not only film production, but also animation, visual effects, even advertising.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's not just about, professional content creation either.
Right.
AI is also transforming the way that we learn and play.
Yeah.
For example, there's a company called Character AI
Okay.
that's been developing these interactive AI characters, and they just released two new games that let you interact with these characters in these immersive worlds.
So what's the goal of that?
Well, it's really fascinating because they're kind of creating a new form of storytelling.
Okay.
These games blur the lines between entertainment and technology, and they
Yeah.
offer this really personalized and engaging experience where you can shape the narrative
Okay.
through your interactions with these AI-driven characters.
So it's like a choose your own adventure.
It's exactly like a choose your own adventure,
Wow.
but with AI as your guide and companion.
That's cool.
And it's not just about entertainment. AI is also changing how we work, especially in fields like software development. Do you remember Cognition Labs and their AI coding assistant, Devin?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, they just released an updated version with some amazing new
So what kind
features.
of features are we talking about?
Well, there's improved context understanding,
Okay.
a browser-based workplace,
Wow.
and even Slack audio integration.
These tools are becoming so sophisticated.
They really are.
And they're really revolutionizing the way developers work.
Yeah.
Imagine having an AI coding buddy who can understand your intentions, anticipate your needs, and help you write better code faster.
I know, it's amazing. But sometimes these advancements can feel a little overwhelming.
Yeah, I can understand that.
It's like, are we ready for a world where AI is so deeply integrated into everything we do?
Yeah.
And how do we even make sure that we're using these powerful tools responsibly?
Those are really crucial questions.
Yeah.
And they're not always easy to answer, but they're questions that we need to start having now
Right.
before these technologies become even more powerful and more ubiquitous.
Absolutely. Okay, hold on to your hats because this next piece of news is a real bombshell.
Okay.
Perplexity AI, the company known for its AI-powered search engine,
Right.
is rumored to be in talks for a $50 billion merger with TikTok.
Wow, $50
Can
billion.
you believe that?
That's a huge deal.
I know.
If this merger happens, it could have massive implications for the future of social media.
Right.
I mean, just think about it. TikTok's massive user base,
Yeah.
combined with Perplexity's advanced AI technology, for personalized recommendations and content discovery,
Right.
it could create a social media experience that's so tailored to your individual interests
Yeah.
and preferences, unlike anything we've ever seen before.
It sounds exciting and kind of scary at the same time.
I know what you mean. It
Yeah.
would be great to have personalized content,
Yeah.
but what about data privacy
Exactly.
and the potential for AI algorithms to start influencing our online behavior?
Those are really important questions to consider.
Absolutely. As AI becomes more and more integrated into these platforms that we use every day,
Right.
we really need to be mindful of those potential risks
Yeah.
as well as the benefits.
I agree.
Transparency and ethical considerations need to be at the forefront as these technologies continue to develop.
Speaking of ethics,
Yeah.
there's been some controversy surrounding OpenAI
Okay.
and their role in a recent AI benchmark called Frontier Math.
Oh, really?
So their model O3 achieved record-breaking performance on this benchmark,
Okay.
which is impressive.
Yeah.
But it later came out that OpenAI had actually provided financial backing for the benchmark itself.
So that raises some questions
It does.
about transparency and potential conflicts of interest
Right.
when a company that develops AI models also funds the benchmarks that are used to evaluate those
All
models.
right.
It creates this perception of bias, even if there isn't any actual manipulation of the results.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that we need clear ethical guidelines,
Yeah.
independent oversight in the AI field to ensure fairness and, build trust.
I agree with that.
But let's shift gears back to education for a second,
Okay.
where AI is also having a really profound impact. Remember those PhD level super agents we were talking about earlier?
I do.
It seems like AI is already playing a significant role in how young people learn.
Yeah.
And not just at the university level either.
The Pew Research Center recently released a report
Oh, wow.
that shows that ChatGPT usage for schoolwork among U.S. teens has doubled since 2023.
Wow.
And 79% of teens are now familiar with the platform.
That's wild. So it's clear that these AI tools like ChatGPT are becoming a part of the learning process for a lot of students.
Yeah, it's definitely changing the educational landscape.
Yeah, it feels like we're really at a turning point with all this AI stuff.
It does. It really does. What we're seeing today is just a small taste of what AI can do. As these technologies keep getting better, their impact is only going to get bigger.
Yeah, so let's recap what we've talked about in this deep dive.
Okay.
We started by looking at that debate around the movie The Brutalist
Right.
and how AI is kind of changing how we think about art and what it even means to be creative.
Exactly.
Then we talked about how the military is using AI.
Yeah, to speed up the kill chain.
Yeah, and all the ethical questions that come with that.
Right, it's complicated.
And then there's OpenAI. They're trying to make AI more accessible with their O3 mini model.
Right, but at the same time, they're developing these super powerful PhD level super agents.
Yeah, it's like this balancing act between making AI available to everyone, but also making sure it doesn't get out of control.
Exactly.
And who could forget Runway's frames technology?
Yeah, that's a game changer.
Imagine being able to create realistic images frame by frame with AI.
It's going to revolutionize so many industries.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then there's that crazy rumor about Perplexity AI merging with TikTok.
That's a big one. If it happens, it could change social media as we know it.
For sure.
Throughout all of this, we've really emphasized the importance of being transparent and ethical when it comes to AI development.
Yeah, because it's clear that we're in uncharted territory here.
Definitely. There are so many big questions we need to figure out as a society.
Like, what role will each of us play in shaping the future of AI?
Exactly. Will you embrace it? Will you be part of solving the world's biggest problems with AI?
Right. Or will you just watch from the sidelines as it changes everything around you?
The future of AI isn't set in stone.
Right.
It's being shaped right now by the choices we make, the things we talk about, and what we do.
So stay informed, keep asking questions, and be a part of the conversation about this incredible technology.
Yeah, your voice matters.
It really does. Your choices will help shape the path we take in this exciting but also kind of uncertain age of AI. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Absolutely. It's been a great conversation.
Okay.